Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots, about 10 lines down the page, at the words Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains what the darkon that people used to worship looks like. Tanu Rabbanan, Eze Utsura's darkon. What was this darkon, this dragon-like thing that people would worship? Here is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kol Sheyesh Lo Tzitzin Bein Prakov Machvi Rabbi Asi Bein Pirkei Tzavar. It would have some sort of fins or something between its vertebrae. And Rabbi Yossi would show his Talmidim that it means like the vertebrae on the back of the neck, on the like the top of the spine. Rabbi Chanina halachik Rabbi Shimon Elazar. We pass like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, so you can know if you find a kli that has this kind of image on it, you can bet that's the kind of kli that's usher that was probably used for avodah zarah. So the Gemara brings a story now. Amr Rabbi Ruchana, Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. One time I was following Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, the great man, Baderech on the road, Umatzasham, Taba'as Valetzur's Drakon, and he found a ring, and it had on it this image, and he didn't want to pick it up before a guy would be Mevatel it, because it still had the status of an Avodah Zarah. So the only way to get rid of the status of Avodah Zarah from it was to find a guy who's willing to nullify its status of Avodah Zarah. So Matzovit Chavim Katan, Velo Amarlo Klum. There was a child Ovid Chavim, and he didn't say anything to him. Matzav Chavim Gadol, but then he saw an adult non-Jew, Va'amalo Batla, and he said, "Please be mevatel the avodah zarah of this ring." Velo Bitla, and the guy didn't listen to him. Sataro Ubitla, he slapped him on his face, and he was mevatel it. So Shmamin Atlas, it's an unusual story. We see three things from the story. Number one, Shmamino Ovid Chavim Batal Avodah Chavim Shelo Vishel Chavero. Then first of all, he didn't look to find the original owner of this ring, because you can have even a different non-Jew be mevatel the avodah zarah. You don't need to find the original guy, because any non-Jew can be mevatel his own avodah zarah or an avodah zarah that belongs to somebody else. Ushma mina yodeh betiv shal avodah chavim umisham sheha mevatel v'she'en yodeh betiv v'zcham umisham sheha eno mevatel. That only someone who's familiar with the essence of the avodah zarah and the way that the avodah zarah is used can actually be mevatel the avodah zarah, but someone who is not yet mature enough to understand and fully grasp the idea of the avodah zarah, the philosophy of the avodah zarah, the way the avodah zarah is used, like a child, cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah. That's why he didn't ask the child to do it. Shma mina Ovid Chavim mevatel bal karcho. What you also see from the story is that the Ovid Chavim can be mevatel the avodah zarah even if you force him into that bittel. It doesn't have to be something that he does voluntarily, because he smacked him in the face to make him do that bittel. Megadef ba Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina wondered about this, but megadef is a stronger lashon than just wondered. Like wondered with severe curiosity, I guess, more than curiosity, almost like an accusation. V'lesle Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi Haditanya, does Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi not hold of what it says in the Braisa that a matzil min ha'ari, min ha'dov, min ha'namar, min ha'gayus, min ha'nohar, u'mizoto shal yom, mishuliso shal nor, v'almotzi b'srati o'platia g'dola b'kol mokam sham b'tzuyim sham harel shalom nesh ha'bayla m'siyash mehen? Doesn't he hold that if you save someone else's property from a lion, from a bear, from some sort of wild animal, from a river, from being swept up in the ocean, from being swept from one city to the next, from a wide open street where it can get run over, or any place that there are a lot of people there that could easily find it and grab it, and you find something there where it would have been destroyed momentarily, and you pick it up, that you get to keep it, because obviously the original owner, knowing its current location, gave up hope of ever retrieving it. So that's exactly what happened over here. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar saw the avodah zarah on the road, which was a place where lots of people go, so it must be that the original owner gave up hope of ever retrieving it, and therefore isn't it reasonable to assume that the original owner was mevatel it? Why did he need somebody else to be mevatel it? Granted, probably the original owner gave up hope of ever retrieving it, but did he really give up on the isser of the avodah zarah? He wasn't miyayish. It's character of being Avodah Zarah, Meimar Omar, he probably thought to himself, Yovid Chavim Mashkachla, if an Ovid Chavim finds it, Maflach Palachla, so then he'll worship it, and that's wonderful, and Yisrael Mashkachla, and if a Jew finds it, I did the Meyakar and Mazbin La Lovid Chavim Palachla. He'll probably figure that if a Jew finds it, he'll realize that it's an expensive item, and he'll sell it to an Ovid Chavim, and ultimately it will be worshipped. It will be worshipped anyway. So probably the original owner of the item was not mevatel the avodah zarah. So main point over here, an ovid chavim can be mevatel somebody else's avodah zarah, even if he's forced to do so, as long as he understands the use of that avodah zarah. Okay, now we discuss the Isser of images of stars and constellations. Tanan Asam, there is a Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah that tells us the following. Dumus Tsuros Levanos. Ram Gamliel ba'aliyaso. Ram Gamliel had certain images of the moon and the way the moon would look at the beginning of the month up in his attic, betavla bakosel, and he had it built on the on a sort of like a platform or a plaque on the wall. Shebehen mares hadiotos v'omelen kazeri isem o kazeri isem, and he would use that to show people who came to testify about the new moon, and they didn't know exactly they were hadiotos. They were regular people. These weren't astronomers or anything like that. They didn't know exactly how to describe what was going on in the sky, so he would show them these pictures and he would say, did it look like this, did it look like that? So the Gemara asks, Umi Shari, is he allowed to have such images? Doesn't the pasuk say lo sasun iti and widarshin? That means that you're not allowed to have images of those things, that those constellations in the sky. No, the Torah only asks making such images that a person could make a replica of it, you know, in its original size. Since a human being is not capable of making a replica moon or a replica sun in its original size, there's no such concern, there's no such iser. Menorah tavnis menorah. A person is not allowed to make things that are meant to look like the Beis HaMikdash or parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, the Ulam, the menorah, the different elements of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's possible to make a lifelike size of these things. Aval hu oseh shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona, you're allowed to make a candelabra that has 5, 6, or 8 branches, but v'shel shiva lo yaseh afilu shel shar minei matochos, but if it's only a 7-branch candelabra, you're not allowed to make it, even if you're making it out of non-gold, other metals that are not gold, even though the menorah in the base of Migdash was made out of gold, and you were allowed to make it out of wood as well. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Af Shel Eitz Lo Yasa. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you're not even allowed to make it out of wood, because in the Beis Hamikdash, a menorah Shel Eitz would be kosher. And in fact, they once had to do that. Kederuch Shasu Beis Chashmonai, when the Chashmonaim didn't have the ability to light a regular menorah, all they had was a menorah Shel Eitz. Amru Lo the Chacham said to him, Misham Raya, you can bring me a raya from the Chashmonaim that a menorah Shel Eitz is kosher. Na Shvudin Shel Barzel Hayu V'Chofen Beba. It wasn't made out of wood. No, the menorah, they made it out of iron poles, and then they wrapped it with lead, and then when they got a little richer, they made it out of silver, and they got a little richer, they made it out of gold. But a menorah shel eitz, they never made just a plain wooden menorah. So you see in the Braisa that the Isser to create something that is like what they did in the Mikdash is only when it's the same size as what they did in the Mikdash. But to make an image like the sun, the moon, the stars, you can't make it in its original size. So says the Gemara, is that really true? Are you sure that you're allowed to make images that you're unable to make in their original size? Doesn't the Braisa Darshan from the pasuk that you're not allowed to make those things that are the constellations, images of the constellations, and the Bryce is well aware that you're unable to make the constellations in their original size, and yet it still says that it's aser. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, Lo Asra Torah, Ela Bidmus Arba Panim Bahadeh Adadi, that the Torah only asrs making the constellations in if it's with the image of one of the Chayos HaKodesh that has four faces on the single body, the face of a Shar, an Adam, an Aryeh, and an Esher, an ox, a human, a lion, and an eagle. And the reason is because the Pasuk says, Lo Sasun Iti, meaning that which is mamish right next to me, like the Chayos HaKodesh that are right there with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But any other sort of image from those four faces that you were to make alone, like a human image, you're allowed to make. And similarly, you're also allowed to make all the other images of the things that serve on high, like the sun and the moon. You're allowed to make them just like Rabban Gamliel used to make. So asks Gemara, Elamayata, parts of Adam L'chudei Tishtari. Well, then it would turn out that you're allowed to make a human image alone, as long as you don't make it with the other three. Alamatanya kala partufos matar nechutz mi parts of Adam. So then why then does the Braisa say you're allowed to make all the other images, but you're just not allowed to make the human image? Amar vidu b'ri Yeshua mi pirkei d'Rabbi Yeshua Shmili lo sasun iti lo sasun osi. Aval shar shamashin shari. That when it says lo sasun iti, we darshan that you're not allowed to make something like me. The way I appear to the Nevi'im, and the way Hashem appears to the Nevi'im, is in the image of a human being. So it turns out that the image of the Chayos HaKodesh that has four faces altogether, or the image of a human being alone, are both usher. But to make one of the other images would be totally, totally mutter. So the Gemara says, "V'shar shamashim mishari." But are you sure you're allowed to make the other things that serve up in the heavens? V'atanya. But it says in the Brisa, "L'sasim itilo sasim kudumos shamashim shamshul falim b'marom kigon." You're apparently not allowed to make the image of any angels either. Yes, you're not allowed to make those spiritual images that serve on high, but to make sun, moon, that kind of thing is mutter. So I guess our second main point before we call it a day over here is that there is an issur to make images of those things that serve on high, but Rabban Gamliel was allowed to make images of the sun and the moon, and it's possible that you're allowed to make images of things not in their original size. Let's put it this way. You're not allowed to make images of things that are in the Beis HaMikdash, or of things that serve on high, that serve up in Shamayim, but there seem to be several exceptions to the rule of not making images of things that serve up in Shemayim. Let's stop there. And B'Hashem, next time we will pick up with the next question of the Gemara, V'Shebamadar HaTachton Mishari.